We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Maggie and Perloff instantly regretting the promise that I have made about eating the jar of jelly. But I do this for the show, and I do this because I'm willing to sacrifice myself for the good of the show.
Oh, shut up. You're eating sugar, which you love more than anything in the world.
YouTube.com/CBS Sports Radio. 350 more subscribers by Friday. If we reach the goal of 1,000 new subscribers before the end of the NBA Finals, I eat a jar of jelly live on the show. All right, let's get to our guest here. Ian Paul Joy is a former Major League Soccer player. Right now, he is the Golazo Network host of Box to Box. He's the co-host of the House of Champions podcast. He is an expert on the world's game, the beautiful game of soccer. And Ian, thanks so much for making time for us today. We know it's a busy day. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you, first and foremost, for having me. It is an absolute honor to be a part of the show, and I think we got a few things to talk about today.
I would say so. Listen, if it's bleeding over to casuals like me and Perloff, then it's big news, and that's Lionel Messi, who's going to be playing now with Inter Miami coming to MLS. Just your thoughts when you heard the news.
Well, obviously, there has been rumors for a long time now that Lionel Messi might move to Major League Soccer. I think I've been hearing this for about 12 months, but you never actually quite believe it until you see respected journalists talk about the news that Lionel Messi is actually coming to Major League Soccer. And it was Guillaume Balague this morning at 9 a.m. this morning, and it set off a whole lot of notifications on the phone. It set off an opportunity to do a two-hour box-to-box show on the Golazo Network and basically covering Lionel Messi news dropping left, right, and center. We were waiting for the official statement from Messi, which dropped at about 2:55 p.m. Eastern. He was speaking and sharing the news that he had made his decision, contract not signed, but he had made his decision to go and play for Inter Miami, which caught me by big surprise. So many players recently have been taking the Saudi Arabian money and going over to play in the Saudi league. And we're talking potentially a $1 billion offer or more for Lionel Messi to go play there, which he turned down to go to Major League Soccer. So to tell you that I am shocked about this news would probably be an understatement.
Did you say billion with a B, Ian? I mean, how do you turn billion. That down?
Well, he's already a billionaire. Obviously, we have been following the financial news of him on the Forbes list. He has probably made over $100 million every single year of his professional career. This is the greatest player to ever play the game. I mean, we cover him even when he's not even playing. That's how good he is. We talk about him. He's just a sensational footballer, and he is a superstar. We recognize that. Marketing-wise, it's such an incredible opportunity for Major League Soccer. But you're absolutely right. When you see a B at the end of the offer with his name, you would have expected him to take that money. And most people probably would take that money. But Lionel Messi has always been different. And that's why we love him so much.
Yeah. What do you think was behind the decision for Messi to choose Miami?
Well, it's a great question that we probably will never find the answer out about. We maybe expected him to end his career at Barcelona, where he was pushed out the door 2 years ago because of financial fair play. He expected to finish his career there. Didn't happen. He ended up going to play for Paris Saint-Germain, which was not necessarily a good fit for him. And unfairly so, he never really got the chance to say goodbye at Barcelona. So we expected him to go back to Barcelona with rumors of potentially Inter Miami. And then all of a sudden, this over $1 billion offer for him to go there. It was a big surprise to see that this decision to go to Inter Miami being announced. And listen, I think his family played a big role in this. He has an apartment in Miami. You have to remember there's a large community of Argentinians in Florida as well and across the United States of America where he is well supported. But I think maybe Major League Soccer gave him an offer that he couldn't turn down that would have involved, obviously, Apple TV, would have involved Adidas and Major League Soccer coming together to give him an opportunity to potentially at one day be an owner or part owner of Inter Miami as well. So until we find out the true details of that contract, we'll never really understand why he chose Inter Miami.
Listen, this is what all the great athletes now, it's all about ownership. Tom Brady is buying into the Raiders. We know LeBron wants to own an NBA team. I mean, this is where the real money's at, and these guys have made real money. Ian Paul Joy is joining us. He played in Major League Soccer and the MLS, just MLS, pardon me. He's also a Galazzo Network host, Box to Box, just dropped a two-hour episode, they said. Go listen to that. Co-host a House of Champions podcast as well. You know, Perloff, if you'll allow me, is a little skeptical on what Messi can do to build the game in the United States. What impact do you think he could have for American audiences?
Well, he's the greatest player to ever play the game. I don't think there's too much debate about that. We can discuss Maradona. We can discuss the impact that Pelé had all the way back in the 70s and 80s in the NSL days. The impact he had has had lasting effects. That's one of the reasons why soccer has become so popular as it is now. The David Beckham effect of coming over 2007, 2008 was one of the big reasons why I decided to go to Major League Soccer. I was playing at a top level in Germany and decided to go to the United States of America to play in Major League Soccer, where there was only 14 teams playing in stadiums that didn't have necessarily stadiums for soccer-specific reasons. We're playing in turf and in old football fields. Now, it's a different ball game. Here in the United States of America, in Major League Soccer, there's 30 teams now with San Diego being announced as that 30th franchise. There's soccer-specific stadiums left, right, and center, and the game is continuously growing. So I'm really excited, obviously, to see this news, and I hope you hear that in my voice, because I think of the next generation, the young boys and girls who have been following the sport and spending lots of money, and credit to their parents for doing so by playing youth soccer and watching the television early mornings on Saturday and Sunday. Of course, at CBS Sports now, we have a lot of great rights where you can watch the Italian game, the Scottish game, of course, and then the Champions League during the week. Those young boys and girls now have a dream to be able to see their superstars that they have been watching across networks for generations now playing here in Major League Soccer on their doorstep. You can go watch them in person. I think this is inspirational for the next generation. And if anything, I would go as far as to say that it is going to inspire young boys and girls out there to go get a ball and play soccer. And that's what we want in our beautiful game. We want more people to love the game.
Ian, it's funny, Maggie, I maybe misquoted me a little bit there.
Sorry.
Well, no, not exactly. I remember when David... No, she did not at all. When Beckham came...
I didn't tell him the part where you said he's 35, he's washed up.
No, I never said that. But I did say Beckham came and exploded the league. I was wondering, I'm not quite sure I can see how MLS can explode from this level. I guess my question is, can MLS make up serious ground in its competition with other international leagues, which, you know, in my mind, are way ahead of it competitively? Maybe in 5 years, in 10 years, does MLS hold a different place in sort of the international world order?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Major League Soccer holds a different place when you look at the world order of standings as far as what soccer and the elite level soccer holds. It's nowhere near the top five European leagues right now, but it's getting ever so closer. Major League Soccer now is a business. We recognize that it has created these soccer-specific stadiums. And as Maggie, as you pointed out there, that so many owners now from other athletes or whether it's crazy owners from entertainment business all want to be a part of soccer because they recognize that not only can they make a big name for themselves, that business-wise, financially, you can make a big profit in soccer in this game right now. Take Inter Miami, for example. When Beckham came over and he had this impact that you're talking about, Beckham managed to put into his deal, and one of the reasons why they convinced him to come here was because of this, that he could have his own franchise for $25 million. Now they're expecting that Inter Miami franchise that he is in partners with the Mas family in Miami to be worth over $600 million. Then you announce Lionel Messi, all of a sudden, you're probably closer to $1 billion. And then when you add a stadium in, this is not a bad business move for everyone around. So financially, it makes sense. Ticket sales are already going through the roof. You can imagine what shirt sales will do. But as far as what we're talking about right now, taking the game to the next level, it can't hurt, can it? Lionel Messi coming over to play in Major League Soccer, players playing and competing against the greatest player to have ever played our game. Players who are playing in his team, learning from him day in, day out. People on the outside watching Lionel Messi, us in the sports media who cover the beautiful game, getting to learn from his doorstep, watching what he does on and off the field so closely. It can only help our game. I don't think it can hurt it.
I'm in. Count me in.
All right. Now,
now my next question is, can you help me get tickets? Can you help me get tickets?
Yeah, I can definitely help you get tickets. Yes. But the problem is, as soon as this news was not even yet official, you saw games. There was one game in particular at Los Angeles where the ticket went from $88 it was previously to over $800 a ticket. And it hadn't been made official. And I'd go as far as to say, as of right now, the contract has not been signed yet. It's just been announced that that's his chosen destination. So good luck trying to get tickets. But if you need some, give me a call.
To be honest, the first thing I did was look up, when is he coming to New York? When is he going to play NYCFC? They're not, the tickets aren't even on sale yet. And Ian, I'm going to blush when I find out how much those tickets cost. Ian, thank you so much. Ian Paul Joy is former MLS player, of course, Galazzo Network, host of Box to Box. Check it out, as the co-host of the House of Champions podcast. We know it's a super busy day, so thanks for making time for us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.